that. What are you doing?
Shut up. Shut up.
I was perfect.
Everything, we were nailing it until Kimmy pointed out that one day that we were nailing it, and you realized we were doing good, so now you've been a dick ever since.
Oh, blame me.
It is your fault. I told you the morning you did it.
I was working on my timing.
So Wednesday morning, you're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Going to be another hot one.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at potentially diddling 90 again where you are. Yep. High of 86 here in downtown Rochester. The air quality index is at 103, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Thank you, Canada. Does the smoke make it hotter?
Maybe it holds it in.
I'm asking seriously.
Yeah, maybe it's like,
but you would
you know,
think it also kind of blocks the sun, right?
Oh.
I don't think the heat could escape. Smoke dome.
Turns it into an oven.
Smoke dome?
Smoke dome.
No, I immediately regretted asking that question as soon as your eyes lit up when I answered. No, here's the thing. Like, if you're outside right now, it's gorgeous out.
Yeah.
Like, if it could stay this temperature all day long.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
And here's the thing. We are getting away from the heat a little bit this weekend. I mean, tomorrow's a high of 84, but it looks like Friday we're only getting up to 72, which is perfect.
Perfect.
Sunny. And then 80 and 77 all Saturday and Sunday. Back up to the 90s again next week. So just ride it out. Hold on for dear life.
Mm.
A local college, at least in our region, has discovered that the gender gap that once existed for men and women when it comes to what you do around the house is starting to close.
I would think, yeah.
Like when it comes to household chores?
Bingo.
Yeah.
You nailed it. The University of Buffalo did a study to find out how much work men are doing inside the house now compared to the past. In 2003, the average man did 80 minutes worth of household chores a day.
80 minutes?
This is what they say.
Like a lot.
This is what I agree with you.
A day?
A day.
Was that inside and out?
It's
mowing the yard.
Yeah. But even still, that would be a lot because you're not mowing every day.
They just say household chores.
Okay.
Today, 23 years later, the average man is now doing 100 minutes of household chores.
So picked up 20 minutes.
You got it. And we don't have any numbers from like the 1950s or 60s. It's probably like zero.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But this study done by the University of Buffalo shows that men are doing more traditional female gender roles around the house.
That makes sense.
Okay, and it makes sense because?
Because it's, you know, even Steve, it had to even out eventually.
Okay.
Women weren't going to put up with it like my mother did.
All right.
The chicks wised up.
I always find it interesting when we have these discussions with you.
Yeah.
Because you watch your mother being treated as essentially a slave.
Yeah.
You've talked about this before. And you feel bad for the woman. Yet whenever we talk about how it's now starting to equal out, you have like this contempt in your voice.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'll clean it up.
No, because like you felt bad for your mother.
Yeah.
But like you still have your dad in you. That's woman's work.
I now know I'm paying for what he did.
Okay.
You know?
We pay for the sins of our fathers. Yes, absolutely. But shouldn't you want to help your wife?
Nobody wants to do housework.
Okay, but you're also a weird example, because you do things around the house not because you want to, but because you're so like OCD about things that like you have to have them a certain way.
Yeah,
like you're driven by your own weirdness.
Yeah,
no, but see, here's the thing: in the 50s, he would just look at his wife and say, "That bothers me. Take care of
it." Right.
Where now he has to do it himself, and he's a man in teal shoes that should be able to stand up and say, "Hey, take care of that." Now, they don't get very specific in this study. We only know that the average amount of household chores has increased for men 20 minutes over the last 20-something years, right? I would love to know what the typical male household chores have become. Like what? Because, again, even when you're eliminating roles, you still fall into roles.
Yeah.
Like I would guess that most men are doing the same types of stuff around the house. So what have men fallen into that they're comfortable doing domestic work-wise?
Because I know, like, I'm thinking, like, besides taking out the trash and that stuff, you're probably doing a lot of the grimier work.
Okay, so what's grimy inside the house?
Cleaning the crapper.
All right.
Cleaning the nastiest thing you got to clean in your house is your bathroom.
Oh, so
number two is kitchen.
Okay, so let's talk about kitchen. Well, let's start with the toilet. You know I've never cleaned my toilet? No, I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
My wife has always cleaned the toilet. I've never cleaned the toilet.
Man, if I see a speck, I break out that brush, man. I'm getting it off of there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You just blast it off with your pee.
No, man. You gotta
go. No, everybody knows if you leave a speck, you turn around, you Ghostbusters it, and you go about your business.
No, I scrub. Really? I'm a big bowl scrubber.
How many of those pads do you go through?
It's the brush. No, the brush. The big brush you keep in that holder.
Oh, you use the actual brush?
Yeah, what do you use?
Well,
your toothbrush?
Like, cleaning product with it, or you just brush?
Sometimes.
It
depends. Like, if there's like a speck, no. But if there's like, if I've really streaked the bowl. What's that?
Then you, so, with, when you do it without the cleaning products, you stick the brush in the toilet,
but it's just
scrub
a speck.
It off, and then you stick it back in.
No. Thank you!
No, you don't. Here's what you do. You flush it out. Put the bowl back in. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah, but you're
get
just
that.
Rinsing it off.
Yeah, yeah, you're rinsing it off right away.
No,
and it goes
poo.
Into a holder.
Still got poo on it.
It's got very little poo on it, but I'm comfortable with a little bit of poo on my brush.
No, that's why you use the disposable ones. Once you, like, it's got that handle, you click it in, and then you can
can't
flush
do it.
Why?
Because we got a septic system. You can't put that stuff in there.
We're on septic.
It sucks.
That's what the problem is.
So, yeah, that I can't let it go.
Okay, so let's talk about the kitchen. When it comes to the grimy stuff that your wife would prefer not to do in the kitchen, A number one would be?
Sink.
Okay.
The sink is the nastiest part of your kitchen.
So you think most men are doing dishes?
I would at least that and clean the sink.
All right. Kimmy, who does the majority of dishes in your house?
Okay, well, probably me, because my husband will do dishes occasionally, but I will rewash them.
Why?
Because sometimes he doesn't rinse them off
okay.
well enough for my standards.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I think everyone in this community needs to have a talk.
About what?
I love doing dishes.
I don't mind it.
I don't know why. It's very peaceful for me.
Yeah.
Like, I will stand there for, like, the 30 minutes or whatever. I will take my time with it, and I, you know, we had a dishwasher when I was a kid, like, towards the second half of my childhood.
Yeah, your wife.
Me, my mom?
Yes. Your dad's wife.
For a
the
while.
Wife, the wife in general.
For a while.
Yeah.
But, like, I always had to, like, clean dishes by hand when I was little. Yeah. So
that's, like, kind of your, that chore is ingrained in you.
Yes, but, like, here's the thing, Kimmy, you're right. People that were raised with dishwashers seem to think you can just, like, put water on it, put it in the dishwasher, and it'll get clean, and it doesn't. And it bothers the hell out of me when my wife will do the dishes, and I'll pull a fork out, and there's still some, like, film on the fork. So I want to do the dishes.
Okay. I just want them done. I don't want to look at them. Okay. I don't like... The one person I hate is a soaker.
No, you got to soak.
No. No,
why?
I understand.
Did you hear him?
No, I want to let that soak for a while, and it's sitting in there till
well,
the next
every now
morning.
And then there's some like stuff on there that you got to let soak.
I understand.
You got to let it break up a little bit.
A little bit, but these people that let it go because they're just going to, they know somebody else is going to have to, like, they want to use the sink, I'm going to have to clean it.
Yeah. No. No, I got no problem.
Soaking, you've got 30 minutes.
No, 30 minutes? That don't even soak
nothing.
Yes,
it does.
You ain't soaking 30 minutes, bro.
You're a soaker.
I'm a huge soaker.
Yeah.
Big time soaker. Kimmy, what is soaking slang for the youth kids these days?
Wait, it's dirty?
In the Mormon community.
Is that what it is?
I thought so.
I think it's when it's, you insert, but you don't move.
Yes,
I think
you don't wiggle.
That's soaking.
Oh.
So it's this, but no friction.
Oh. So my first wife and I were soaking.
No, look. Yeah. I mean, especially in Italian, with, like, the amount of, like, residue that gets stuck on plates from Italian food, you would need a minimum 24-hour soak.
Well, we're not eating sheets of lasagna anymore. You're right. If it was, like, you know, cooking for 12, like, it's, you know, the Godfather.
No, but even,
when
like...
When that cheese melts on there, you gotta scrape it off.
Yeah, I ain't scraping. I'm soaking. Okay, do you have steel wool? You got steel wool?
No.
No?
Because it ruins everything.
Bitch. Yeah, you gotta be careful what you use that on.
Well, I got cheap-ass dishes. Okay. I don't think we own a dish that we've not bought at a thrift store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Those could be some sturdy dishes.
They're great dishes. They all look like the dishes that I had growing up. Why are you making a face?
You mean your wife's a doctor, man. You should have nice china.
Why would I need nice china?
Because you got a doctor wife, man.
Well, I'm going to sit down and eat my salad on nice
china. No, let's say she has some of the hospital people over.
She got nice stuff from the thrift store, too.
It's still thrift.
What's the problem?
Most people gave up their fine china.
Yeah.
It all can be found at the thrift store.
Now, do you have fine china?
I mean, I don't know what fine china.
Well, usually like it's handed down.
It's the stuff that you...
Who, okay, you know my wife grew up in a trailer.
Yeah.
You know my family.
I understand.
Who would have handed down fine china? No one in my family...
Grandparents?
No one in my family could even point to china on a map, let alone have fine china.
So, all right, so you don't have like the fancy china that's put away.
No, we have nice looking dishes that's like in a different cupboard that we bring out for guests.
That's your good china.
But we got it at a thrift store.
All right.
Why are you making a face?
No,
don't
that's
be
great,
a dick.
Man.
I never understand people who will go buy new plates, dishes, and cups. I don't get it. Because if you walk into any VOA or Salvation Army or whatever, Goodwill, it is just aisles of perfectly good.
Right? I've never bought thrift store china.
It's perfect. And in fact, I would argue it's better quality. Because it was made decades
ago. Well, if it's old, but it's almost like antique.
Yeah, and we've only got minor lead poisoning. I have gone out and bought new forks and knives, though.
Yeah, those things get beat up pretty good.
And, like, the best part about owning a home, I don't know about you guys.
What's that?
Well, no, you can't relate to this because you're a rich-ass, spoiled-ass, bitch-ass, bitch-ass kid, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Kimmy, did you have different kinds of forks in your house when you were growing up?
Well,
that didn't match.
Matching forks.
I think for the most part, there, every now and then there'd be a rogue fork or two, but for the most part, they all matched. I did have a mismatching set of forks and knives for the longest time as a young adult.
Okay.
It was like,
not until
we got married did we have like matching silverware.
Because some of that stuff you get like as wedding gifts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it wasn't until we had that as a wedding gift that we actually had like a full set of silverware.
So when I was a kid, we had nothing but mismatched forks, knives.
Yeah, I get it, man.
What sucked about that is we had these cheap-ass forks, and then there were like one or two good forks.
The good forks.
Like we called them the good forks.
Yeah. The sturdy forks.
And my dad would always get the good forks, and he would get the good knife, and it really bothered me. All I wanted, like, I'm not making this up, the pinnacle of wealth to me when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old was the good fork.
Could have lived in England in the 1800s.
Father had the good fork and knife, and the rest of us had to just eat the porridge with our fingers and lick our fingers. And we didn't have a dish. We had to lick it off the table.
So when I finally had the opportunity, we bought our house, we're all settled in, everything's good. I went out, and I bought a whole set full of the good forks.
Okay. Sturdy forks.
So we still have some mismatched forks that are a little flimsy that I don't know where we had them from. So like at night, when we're about to have dinner, I will ask my wife, can you get me a fork? And I always say it. I will say, can I have a fork? The good fork. And I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. It's an insane. If you hand me the bad fork, the chintz fork, I have failed. I don't want the chintz fork. You know, it bends. You got to bend it back while you're eating.
Yeah.
My husband does this thing, and I don't know if it stems from childhood or the way his silverware was growing up. But he only, when he eats, he only uses the small forks and small spoons.
Really?
Wait, what?
What, like, is big-ass hands?
Like, I've never gotten, like, the ick from my husband before, but when he grabs that tiny little fork, instead of, like, it's almost like the dessert fork, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He eats with it.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, did he grow up poor?
Not poor, just, like, I just don't know why he's so weird about silverware. Yeah.
Well,
because I will put like the adult size fork,
the big boy fork,
next to his plate, and he will go and grab the tiny fork.
That's weird, man. Big dude. That would freak me out. I see some big muscle dude with like a baby fork.
I don't know if he likes taking smaller bites. I don't know what it is.
But he eats.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why don't you use this fork? He's like, I like the smaller fork. And I'm like, okay.
Why don't you let the man just live his fork life?
I guess. Yeah, that would bother me too, though. You know, I've looked past it. It's something we worked through.
Look, in his defense, I get the big spoon problem. Because, you know, there are like three sizes of spoons. There's itty-bitty spoons. Yeah. There's the standard spoons. And then there's like the wide.
The soup spoon.
No, but it's not a soup spoon. It's like below a soup spoon.
Oh.
It's still to be used for something, but it's like that wide.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've got like three or four of those in my, I don't know where they came from. But like, it's like knobbing a dude trying to eat ice cream.
Yeah, it's not even Saturday night for you.
The joke was already implied when I said knobbing a dude. It wasn't even implied. I said knobbing a dude. Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We started this conversation talking about a study done by the University of Buffalo shows that men over the years and are doing more housework. Not surprising. 2003, the average American man did 80 minutes of housework a day. Today, the average man does 100 minutes of housework. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Ron writes, you know, there's like 10% of men that are pulling up the average for all the other men. Stay-at-home dads have to skew that number. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're home all day. You're going to have to do it.
All right. So, like, if we were then to eliminate stay-at-home dads, house husbands, because there are an increase.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the average guy
that leaves the house for work.
Yeah, and comes home.
All right.
More than 20 minutes a day?
He's probably about that average that it was 20 years ago.
You think so?
Yeah,
even 80? I mean, look, I don't do 80 minutes of housework a day. Is that bad?
I'm going to say most people don't do 80 minutes a day.
Hour and 20 minutes? Well, I guess, I mean, there's laundry, there's sweeping stuff up, there's taking the garbage.
Just picking stuff up and, you got kids.
Yeah, I don't know. They're old enough now where they could take care of their own
car. I'm also obsessed with the vacuum.
Obsessed with the vacuum.
Like if I see something,
I got to
go downstairs and get it off the floor.
Why?
Because I don't want to look at a grimy floor.
Up, if it's one thing.
Yeah.
It depends. But if I see like a dusty area, it's going to bother me until I go and clean it.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
You said go downstairs and get the vacuum.
So the vacuum's in the basement.
Why don't you just leave the vacuum like leaned against the wall?
I think our vacuum's in the basement too.
Okay. We lean against the wall.
We have nowhere else to put it.
We just lean our vacuum against the wall in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like clutter. I like things put away. I don't want to see everything we own leaning against the wall.
No, but if you're going to use the vacuum on a daily basis, it would be more efficient to just leave it out.
No, I don't like looking at it.
You know
how I feel about seeing things left out.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Does it charge?
Stick around.
Does it charge?
Yeah, it's one of those Dyson.
Okay, yeah.
Suck up.
Ooh, I got one of the
fancy one.
I got one of the two. Is it fun? No, it's the funnest thing ever because like the head moves.
Oh my God, that thing is wicked cool.
It's like when you take a chicken and you move it around, but the head stays in one spot.
It's fun.
No, like just leave it upstairs, and it like blends into the rest of the house.
No, it doesn't. I don't want the house to blend in.
You blend in.
You don't even notice there after a while.
I like you know I. You saw my old house. Everything was put away.
Yeah, it was weird as hell, man.
My soul.
Ain't nothing wrong with free, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
But if you're going to go do free, you got to make it worth your while.
Yeah.
And something this week that you would desperately want that you can get for free. I mean, you don't have to spend anything, but you would have to go out of your way. But I don't get you, man.
How far I got to go out of my way?
Not very far.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. So we told you earlier this morning, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going to be 90 today, hot for the rest of the week. And there is nothing better to cool you down in the middle of a day.
What's that?
Ice cream.
Oh, boy.
I got some good news.
What's going on?
I'd like some free ice cream.
Where?
Dairy Queen. Oh. This week, it's National Ice Cream Week. They are giving away free Dilly bars to customers.
What's that?
It's a vanilla ice cream with like a chocolate shell.
Yeah.
Think like those Mickey Mouse ice cream bars.
Gotcha.
Without the ears. There's a thing. I believe if you want to do this, you have to use the app. So you can't keep going over and over.
Yeah.
You cheap ass bitches.
Mm-hmm.
But you are entitled to one free Dilly bar this week.
Damn.
If you go on the app and do it at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Kimmy, is one free Dilly bar worth the trip to Dairy Queen on a 90-degree day?
If you're planning that, because I think like you have a day in your head where you're like, we're going to go get ice cream today.
Okay.
So if that's your day, or if you planned on getting ice cream that day, yes. If it's a spur of the moment ice cream, no.
Okay, but Dilly bars are not very big.
I don't even know how big they are.
It's like that big.
Oh, it's like a round.
Well, then I'm probably
going to
go and get something else, too. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, that's just it. Right? Like, Dairy Queen is not doing this out of the kindness of their heart.
No.
It's a loss leader.
Yeah.
They believe you're going to spend more money.
You're not getting just one.
Yeah. Exactly, right? But if you're just going for free, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, how much free is worth it to go out of your way? Like, how much money, Tommy, would you have to get in free for you to decide, I'm going to go do this?
It's got to be more than a popsicle.
Well, it's not a popsicle. It's an ice
cream.
Well,
it's the same thing.
No, there's
thing.
A big no. It's not
ice cream on a stick.
Popsicle is fruit juice.
Yeah, different, much different.
What do you call this thing?
Ice cream bar.
Ice cream bar stick thing.
It's an ice cream bar.
No, I ain't going for that crap.
All right, so tell me
that. What's that thing worth?
Probably like, I don't know, like $4 now.
Wait, that thing's $4.
Everything costs more money. Will you Google what a Dilly bar costs? I could be wrong.
But no.
Okay.
I wasn't even going for that little sliver of cheesecake.
Every year when Cheesy Eddie's on National Cheesecake Day does the free piece of cheesecake.
They line up.
You get irrationally angry.
I do.
Why?
Because it ain't not, it's not enough.
Okay.
It's about $2.
$2.
Okay.
I'm going to drive. Like, I'm trying to think. The Dairy Queen from my house is out on the Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. But you live in non.
That's everybody's Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Well, no, there's one in Jefferson Road. There's one in Greece. I believe there might be
is
one in Irondequoit.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's one in Webster. There's a lot of Dairy Queens.
Yeah. No, I.
Okay. If I told you
this
is free and you can go get it, you got to go out of your way, you get X amount of dollars in free, how much does it have to be for you to go out of your way?
$50.
$50?
Yes. Yeah. $50.
That's a ridiculously high amount of money.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Bro, you can get a full meal at Applebee's for like $20. You wouldn't go to Applebee's for a free Applebee's meal?
I was going to say 20 is probably my line, yeah.
And even that's high.
Like $20, especially $20 in food. I'm in.
Like if you told me, Dunkin' or Tim Hortons or a place like that would give me a free breakfast sandwich, drink, and a muffin, like value of like $8, I'm going out of my way to get that. Man. I think my line is $8.
I mean, it depends on like how bad I want it too.
Okay.
And if it's in like my regular rotation,
is it
things.
Something you love or crave?
Yeah.
No.
Like Dunkin', I would because you know I'm in and out of there.
Okay.
So I'm a regular.
Would you do? I mean, you love your coffee. You love a very specific coffee. Yeah. You bitch about the prices of the coffee that you get. Would you do it for a free coffee?
Yeah.
Because it's under $10, but.
I mean, like if. I'm trying to think, like, if Wegmans offered something, I would probably jump right on it.
Okay, but you go to Wegmans every day. Let's say it was the Wegmans on Titus Avenue.
I had to go to that.
Your cup of coffee, but you got to go out to Titus Avenue to get it. Would you go do it?
All the way out to the poor man's Wegmans.
Wow. Wow.
So sketchy. Over there.
That was your Wegmans, bro. Bro.
Yeah.
How dare you turn your back on your former Websterites?
I'm not going to drive all the way out there.
Free cup of coffee. What's that cup of coffee cost you?
Oh, the medium.
His fancy stuff.
What is it? When you walk up to the counter, what do you say?
It's a latte.
Okay, medium latte.
But you have a specific request for your latte.
Sir, please stop doing that. You were saying.
I think it's $4.50.
All right, four
or $5.
Right, you wouldn't drive to Webster for $5?
Yeah. Because the gas alone would kill me.
Oh, well, you're kidding me. Don't even get him started about the water department.
I think that is a lot of people's gauge for her. Is the trip worth it? Like, how much time and gas money am I spending to get there?
Yeah, to go from my house all the way out to the Webster Wegmans.
Yeah.
And back home. Mm-hmm. That's 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. 30 minutes.
30 minutes for $5.
Yeah. How are you going to get in all the other stuff you have to do today?
No, but I'm burning 30 minutes of gas to get a $5 cup of coffee.
But there is something you're not factoring in.
There's a lot of things I don't factor in.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Dairy Queen this week is giving away free Dilly Bars. They're like vanilla ice cream bars with a chocolate shell over it. They are can be discovered, a value of about $2.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go on their app to register. It's National Ice Cream Week. We're trying to figure out how much free is worth just going to get that free thing. What you are not factoring in here, Tommy,
what's that?
Is the excitement of free.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're right. Economically, it would not make sense to drive all the way out to Webster and get a $5 cup of coffee. But when they hand you that cup of coffee and you exchange no money, there is like this like thrill of like, I'm taking this.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything with this. Like if it was cheat day, I would absolutely go to Dairy Queen and get my free $2 Dilly Bar for the pure excitement of the Dilly Bar.
Okay, so if you go to one of these places and you get your freebie,
mm-hmm.
do you tip?
Ooh.
Because you get it for free.
Yeah, you got to tip.
Well, I don't tip at Dairy Queen, though.
Why not?
I don't.
Well, if it asks you, like, let's say it's one of those, you know, the iPads, and they flip it around, and they're like, you know, we just.
You could say
we
decline.
Need this to finalize the transaction. Like, are you hitting that?
Do you hit the chintz button?
All right,
says King Chintz.
If I got to tip a dollar on a $2 free Dilly Bar, I'm not going.
Look at this! You're already out on a buck.
Because I wasn't going to tip on a Dilly Bar.
Let's say you went
to
Starbucks. They offered you a free coffee.
Oh, no,
let's say that coffee is $5.
Here's the problem with that scenario. What? I don't go to Starbucks because I'm not a giant douche.
Well, let's say you did.
Okay.
And it's a $5 cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And you just take your coffee, leave it, or do you leave a tip?
I would have to leave a tip. But I wouldn't.
But you don't sound happy about it.
I wouldn't go get the free $5 cup of coffee.
I wouldn't like it.
No, because, like, again, that eliminates the excitement of free. Like, if I went to Applebee's and they offered me a $20 meal for free, yes, I would tip on that because you traditionally tip on that. It's worth the exchange. But a dollar on $5 or a dollar on a $2 Dilly Bar is not worth it. The excitement goes away.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
I would tip.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Bro, you bitched about tipping at Starbucks when you didn't have the change. Well, can't tip you now. Have a good day.
Well, they wouldn't take my money.
Yeah, they would. You could have given her the
$20.
They wouldn't take your gift card, I thought.
No, he had a $20 bill, and he would not give it to her.
I said, can you break it?
And she said, no, we can't.
No,
and
because I was the first customer of the day. They didn't have the money.
And you drove away and left her starving child crying in the background.
Well, feed your kid, lady.
And her mama cried. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He said, getting dillied for free might be worth it, but a $2 Dilly Bar isn't. A complete meal for free is 100% worth it. Okay, but Troy, like, what is a complete meal? Because a complete meal at Dairy Queen costs you like $8.
So burger, fried drink.
Okay, so his line is $8?
Okay.
$10?
All right, that's kind of where you were at, though.
No, but here's the thing. Like, breakfast sandwich, drink, and muffin is different than burger, fry, and drink.
How so?
It feels less. Burger, fry, and drink feels less.
Oh. So what would you want for the lunch?
Burger, I would fry. Need, like, if I'm going to do a burger and fry, I would need, like, a sit-down burger and fry for free.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Kimmy, have you eaten at Dairy Queen?
Not in a long time.
Okay. Because, like, it's a fast food place.
Yeah.
And fast food places, you always walk away, like, if you just get a meal, like, I could use a little more.
Yeah, you always, like, add something to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I know I'm going to still be hungry when I walk away from the free burger and fries, I don't want the free burger and fries.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Okay. But you're in on breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't.
Well, breakfast always seems like a bigger treat. Like, getting a breakfast to go like that. Most people don't normally do that.
Yeah, okay. You don't think so?
So you're saying it's all a bonus? Breakfast is all a bonus?
Yeah, breakfast is a bonus.
Bonus breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, this happened in our house last week.
What happened?
Over the weekend. On Friday or Saturday, it was free Slurpee day at 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
All right.
It's an annual thing. It's a big deal.
It is. It's a holiday for people.
Yeah, I remember. It said on all the papers.
All right. So my daughter, it was on Saturday. She had hockey camp all day.
Yeah.
And then my wife wanted to go out and get dinner on the way home. But the kids, all day, we got to get Slurpees.
I don't know how Slurpees have stayed. Slurpees go back to my generation.
Yeah, but what kid doesn't, like, every kid's always going to want a Slurpee.
No, but with all the drinks that are available now, you think the Slurpee would have, like, died?
I don't know.
20 years ago.
Something about the machine and everything, right. the whole process.
I have a 7-Eleven around the corner from my house, and every time I have to go in and get something, there are always kids in front of me getting Slurpees. So, we finally get everything done. Slurpee. You get a free little Slurpee. They cost, like, you know, 89 cents.
Yeah.
We walk in at 7:15. The free Slurpee deal ended at 7.
Oh.
So I ended up having to buy the Slurpees. And it was only like $1.80 something.
But you felt what?
Yeah.
It was a principle. I was pissed. I'm like, oh, no, I'm...
15 minutes late.
$2. And the only sugar-free Slurpee option wasn't fully Slurpeed yet. That had sold out, so I couldn't even get myself a Slurpee. It was not a good scene, Tommy. Not a good scene. By the way, if you haven't had the Pina Colada Slurpee.
Ooh.
Yeah, but then I was just going to want a drink.
So put some booze in it, man.
Ooh.
That is not recommended by the 7-Eleven.
No, I'm sure.
All right, so if you're looking for your free deli bar.
Yeah, buddy.
Download that Dairy Queen app. By the way, we're not getting paid for this. I just want to make sure nobody dies of heat stroke today.
Okay.
And I don't think ice cream will help that either.
Probably not.
All right, let's take a break. You need a place to live in Rochester?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Too bad, bitch. It's impossible.
Wow.
We're in the midst of a housing crisis.
Yeah.
And I know when you hear housing crisis, you think of buying homes, but it's just as bad trying to find a place to rent, which is why this story seems like a no-brainer.
Okay.
And with all of the places like this in the greater Rochester area, how the hell has it taken this long to make moves like this?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you guys familiar with Clinton Square?
How do I know that name?
It's one of Rochester's premier office buildings, Tommy.
Oh.
It's actually like right next to the Xerox Tower.
Oh, okay.
Down in that area.
Right.
Okay. Since the pandemic, there has been a problem, not only in Rochester, but nationwide. Office space, not needed as much, right? People are working from home. Some businesses have closed. So you have buildings downtown that were once bustling with workers, now half empty.
So what are they going to do?
This week, a Rochester real estate firm bought the Clinton Square office building, and they have plans.
What are they
going
to do?
They're going to make the top 7 floors of this 14-story building residential space.
So they're going to convert it into apartments?
Yes, half of it. Yeah. So half of it will still be business. Half of it will be apartments. The plan is to have 100 units. They say rent will start around $1,500 a month, and the work will take around 2 years to complete.
All right.
Why is this not happening everywhere?
Yeah, because that's pretty common in New York City. Like, you could go into a building that has office space and apartments. They've been doing it for years.
I kind of thought it was happening here to an extent.
What other?
Not like with some of the bigger buildings, but I know that, like, I know people that have lived in places where, like, the first couple floors were some sort of office or business or restaurant or something.
Okay,
and then they would live above it.
But they were designed that way initially.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, the apartment we lived in was once a factory.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that. Like, 100 years ago. Yes, where we're sitting right now was a button factory. Yeah. They converted it. I guess what I'm asking.
Sadness.
Like, there are apartments that have popped up around here that have businesses underneath.
Or maybe they're finally figuring that out.
It's just weird to me that it took this long for people to
figure
out.
Maybe they didn't think it was needed as much before.
Or would people want to live in there?
Yeah, okay. Now they're seeing that there is a demand for apartments.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because there's another major project happening right now, too. At least we were told it was happening. The old Rochester Riverside Hotel. They're going to make it a smaller hotel. They're going to have retail on the first floor and then condos.
Yeah, they were going to convert it.
Up top. And it creates a very unique situation where you could live right above where you work every day.
That'd be weird.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would you want to live where you work?
Look at the money you save.
There's positives and negatives.
No commute.
Nothing.
Okay, so save a fortune on parking. Yeah. You touched on the no commute.
Yeah.
You could literally roll out of bed.
Yeah.
Be at the office.
But you can't call in sick.
Okay, that's a huge negative, right? Yeah. Like, they know exactly where you're going to be. Also, like, all of your coworkers would know where you live.
Yeah.
Which seems a little bit strange.
Right.
And you would never have
no excuse to be late.
Bingo. Yep. Yes. No snow days, no nothing like that. Is that a positive or a negative?
I mean, it's got both, but to me, I think it would be great not having to drive to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you got weird hours. Just go downstairs.
No, you're right. Like, with this job, I mean, that we have here, having to get in as early as we do, it would be wonderful to roll out of bed. Here's the problem, though.
What's that?
You're a guy who, when you're done with work, well, you're done at like 6:30, but like when the day is over for us at 10 o'clock, you're out the door.
Yeah.
You couldn't really do that if you lived above work.
All right, just go upstairs.
No, you would.
I gotta go check on something every day.
You would always be attached to your job. Like, there is no excuse you could give if they needed something from you off hours.
Well, yeah, they could grab your ass.
And going further, let's say there was an emergency at the office. You're going to be.
Yeah, you're going to come
knock
on
your door.
They'll call, hey, could you go downstairs and take care of this for me? It'll only take a second.
That would suck.
But I guess if you're that person anyways, like, if you're already getting those calls, like, we work with people like Derek, our engineer. Like, it would be so convenient for him to live somewhere where he could just pop in, check on something, and then go right back home, right?
Yes, you're right.
Because he's already getting those calls when things go wrong.
Yeah, he's always on demand.
But here's the thing.
I mean, I wonder if that would... I don't think it could get much worse for him in that aspect. So I feel like somebody like him would be a perfect situation.
You're right. But there are also little things where he can say, I'll go deal with it tomorrow. Where with this, you don't really have the opportunity to tell your boss, I'll deal with it tomorrow, because you are literally steps from where you work. I don't think I would like it. I think that the negatives outweigh the positives.
Because you couldn't check out of work for a while?
You would always be working.
Yeah.
You would always be working.
Or it's like right there.
Yes, and even when you weren't working, your job would have to be on your mind. You're working. You're right above the office. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I have the type of personality where if I had some work to get done when I was just laying around on a Saturday, I would just go downstairs and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's not healthy.
Yeah, that part would suck. But I think you save a ton of money.
I'm somebody that I think would definitely at least try it.
Okay.
And if I found that it was overwhelming or I hated it, maybe you go look for something new. But I'd definitely be willing to see what it's like.
All right. Well, you know, as we talk about this, there's another natural way this could go.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Clinton Square, one of the big office buildings downtown, it's right next to the Xerox Tower, was just purchased this week by a Rochester real estate firm. They are going to turn the top 7 floors of the building from office space into residential. 100 different units, rent starting at $1,500 a month. They say it'll take 2 years, and it gives people now the opportunity, if they wanted to work above where they live. Before we get into where this naturally goes, we had asked why they're not doing this more.
Mm-hmm.
Dan writes us. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. It's extremely expensive to add all the plumbing needed for kitchens and bathrooms and buildings with concrete slab floors.
Whoa.
Costs too much money, dummy.
But wait, don't they already have plumbing in these buildings?
Not for a shower, though.
Oh.
Right?
You just run a pipe over there.
Oh, wait, hold on. Dan, Tommy suggests just run
a pipe over there. Danny, run a pipe over here, buddy.
The ability to work over your job or companies that own buildings that now have apartments leads to potentially jobs that include housing in the salary.
Oh.
So
rent's covered, but you make less coin.
You got it. So let's say our company that we work for turned the top 3 floors of this building into 25 apartments.
Yeah.
All right. And all right, they say you should spend 30% of your monthly income on rent or mortgage.
Yeah.
So Tommy, let's say your next contract, right? They come to you and they go, "Listen, we're gonna pay you 20% less than what you deserve."
Yeah.
So minus $500.
All right.
But your rent is free.
All right.
So you're up 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take that deal?
If I was single, yes.
Okay.
Because I would I was single and I had a house in Webster.
Mm-hmm.
I would unload that house and all the expense of that house and get an apartment in a second.
You wouldn't even think about it.
I would be up.
Yeah.
Way up.
Kimmy, you agree with him.
As a single person,
but you're also taking a salary hit, too. I mean, it kind of evens out.
Not really. The expense of that house I had.
I see what you're saying.
On one salary was killing me. But yeah, I literally had to take a second mortgage to go out and party.
It's still insane that you actually did that. You took out a second mortgage to drink.
Well, to enjoy myself. Vacations. Okay. Living a life, baby.
Okay, so both of you say you do it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you would take less money for your to work above your live above your job, and they paid for your house.
I mean, you talk about being a single person. I think it even it benefits you more if you're a couple, right?
Well, yeah, but my, now that other your person, wife or husband had to be in on that deal.
True, true.
Because
but they're
also not working
getting,
there.
But they're not taking a pay cut, and they're not paying rent. So
yeah.
You're benefiting even more
true.
If there's somebody else involved.
You'd
right?
love it. You hate the house.
Here's what you guys are not thinking. You're right. I hate my house.
And hey, all the work and the expense.
But when you really start to think about this,
yeah.
when it's good, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
When things at your job are good, it's a great deal. But it can lead to some weird
you feel
situations.
Trapped at your job
okay.
because, well, where am I going if I quit?
Bingo. Like, they now have a trump card over your head. Let's say that you ask for more money and they say no. You live there, man.
Yeah.
That's going to cause some people to take less money. I mean, it would be a brilliant move. Here's the other thing. When things go wrong at the apartment, which they will,
yeah.
you afraid to complain to the place you work?
Well, who's my landlord?
The company that owns it.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'd tell him, man. Fix the crapper.
Yeah, fix the crapper, says guy who works 4 hours a day and runs right upstairs when his job's over.
But I can't even take a crap.
You take a crap into a microphone 4 hours a day. I'm telling you. You would not feel as comfortable complaining about things wrong in your apartment if your apartment was given to you and owned by the company you work for.
So it'd be like those old like mining towns.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it does have like the soul of I sold my soul to the
company store.
And then even further, like you know, you talk about negotiation. Let's say you get fired, they have layoffs. Not only are you out of a job, you don't have a place to live.
Yeah.
Like once if things go south, your life is wrecked.
So I just don't pay the rent. And when they come knock, I go. You fired me.
No, you didn't listen to the first part, you idiot.
What was that? Yeah.
They're going to pay you 20% less, but they're going to take care. You're not paying rent.
Yeah, but now that I'm fired, I'm going to have to pay rent.
Or they throw you out because they're going to bring someone else in.
Throw me out. How can you put me on the streets like this?
It's part of the deal. I mean, think about that. Losing a job is hard mentally, financially.
Mm-hmm.
Add to that, you're now homeless.
Well, they got to give you a grace period of stay in there.
Okay, sure. Let's say they give you a month.
Six months.
6 months, my ass. You know how hard it is to find an apartment right now?
It's brutal.
I've been going back and forth with a guy who he's in a bad spot right now. And they got money. He's got bad credit.
Yeah,
and I feel
for
this guy, man. He's got nowhere to go. He's very, very scared. And I understand because I've been there, right? It is brutal out there right now.
Yeah.
It is brutal out there right now.
That's what I'm hearing.
Shut up. Free and easy? I don't think about another thing. I'll take it. I would like... You don't trust, you've never trusted any place you work.
No, of course not.
So why would you trust them to provide you with an adequate housing situation?
But it's a good deal. It's a really good deal.
I think you're seeing it also as somebody that has worked at the same place for a long time. So you feel like, where am I going? Like if you're somebody where you just know, like, I'm probably going to be at this job for the rest of my career, or you hope at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're more likely to take it because you know you at least aren't going to be seeking another job elsewhere. Doesn't prevent them from cutting you loose, but I guess like if you really wanted to stay at that place and you know this is the job for you, well, why not?
Bro, you're gonna get fired any day now. Why do you think this big boss is coming that we're gonna talk about? That
what it is?
Frank is going the other way on us.
What's Frankie saying?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get after us as we talk about this office building being converted into apartments, top half, offices on the bottom. Mm. Frank says, there are dozens of empty or very open apartment buildings downtown because nobody wants to live there. There's not enough parking infrastructure, not enough support structure like bodegas or grocery stores to make it worthwhile. Kimmy, you live in the city. Do you agree with him?
The one thing I know that people have struggled with those apartments, especially the ones that are converted from something else, they don't really provide you with enough parking. Like if you, let's say you're living with somebody else, well, they'll give you one spot, but not two. So I could see how the parking would become an issue because you may end up paying extra for that.
Okay. I don't know. It seems, I mean, look, I'm not looking for an apartment, but we have friends around our age that are living downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time they have to find a new place, they struggle to find a place to live downtown. It's weird. Maybe like the places
expensive.
That are
just a rent.
Yes. I mean like Moose who works down the way, right? Yeah. Like he had a hard time finding a downtown apartment. Now, granted, I mean, you know, he's busted. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not easy right now.
Yeah.
It's not easy out there. You know, you were saying you would love to work over where you live, right? Heather writes us, and we'll wrap it up with this.
All right.
She says, my dad used to work next door to his job, literally a parking lot away in an apartment they owned. They completely abused him by calling him all hours of the day for jobs that weren't even his job.
That would suck.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I love you. You're always suspicious of authority. You never trusted any boss you ever had, but now you're going to allow them to completely control your life and think they're not going to take a
chance. But it's a good deal, Pat.
If you're,
look at my beautiful apartment, but you can't come over to some parking.
If your job thinks it's a good deal,
take it.
It's not a good deal.